We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, joining us from the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com, as she does every Tuesday at 11, and we thank her profusely for that. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
We're okay. We just had a 40-minute discussion about the terminology Jed Wills used yesterday, and then kind of the reality of the situation. Our big problem with what Jed said was we just thought, oh, young man, you probably shouldn't have used business decision as the two words you used to describe not playing. What'd you think when you heard Jed speak yesterday?
I thought the same thing. It really doesn't sound very good to say that you made a business decision not to play a football game. It just doesn't, even if he didn't mean it exactly quite like that, that just doesn't have a good ring to it. And I know he's taking heat out there in the world for it. And I think all of us try to write it very respectfully. And I think we kept it in context, wrote it how he said it. I know we followed up with a whole bunch of questions to make sure that we were getting it absolutely right. It's a very professional bunch that we have in there. And I don't think we did him wrong in any way, shape, or form. I think we represented accurately what he said. But it's just not going to play well out there, even if you are hurt to say that you were the one that decided not to play. Because we know in the NFL, these are decisions that are made by the medical staff mostly, and the player. They work together on it, and usually it's not the player deciding, I am not healthy enough to play. So we'll have to see how this one is going to play out.
Do you feel like the bridge has been burned for the future, past this season?
I'm going to say no.
Really?
Because I have seen, I'll tell you why, because I have seen so many bridges seemingly burned, and then things change, cooler heads prevail. And I don't know if what Jed said or did rises to the level of what Jadeveon Clowney did when he just decided that he didn't want to play in a football game because he didn't like the way that he was being used. Now, that's different. That's grounds for the end of your career in a certain city. But what Jed did, I think he was just trying to say, I was not healthy. I didn't feel like I could play, and I made this decision. Now, it was a little bit, actually a lot stronger than anything that we ever hear other players talk about in this regard. But I still don't think it's necessarily a slam dunk deal breaker.
Mary Kay, when we heard, you were sitting there looking at him. We heard what he said, and it sounded like he was surprised that he didn't get his job back. What did you take when you're sitting there looking at him? What was his reaction there?
Well, he said that he was pretty shocked that he got benched. But I think that, you know, if you really look at the big picture of it, it makes total sense, because if he's the one deciding and kind of overriding what the medical staff basically said, then, you know, I can kind of see why that would happen. However, I'm sure there are extenuating circumstances here. Maybe the Browns were going to go in this direction anyways because they want to see what DeJuan Jones can do at left tackle. So, you know, I just don't know that we can say that it's completely 100% over for Jed here. It seems like it. But again, I have seen stranger things happen.
Where are we going with this whole thing? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, when we look at the rest of the season, what they're playing for, how to keep things somewhat intact for next year. Like, what is on the line after when they get back out on the field Sunday? What's on the line for the rest of the season?
Well, I think basically what's on the line for the rest of the season is determining who are your core players for next season and what decisions are going to be made based off of what you see in these final eight games, because they will have big decisions to make on their roster just in terms of financially and otherwise. So I think that's really what it's all about, more so than anything. And they are determined to win as many games as they possibly can. There is no talk whatsoever of tanking to get a higher draft pick. That is not in the paradigm right now. This is all about going out, playing the best football that they can, and making decisions based on winning. If that wasn't the case, they'd probably start playing Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Bailey Zappe a little bit to see what he can do right now. And they're not doing that. They're sticking with Jameis. They think that Jameis gives them the best chance to win at this moment, and that's what they're going to do there and at every other position. So I think this is about trying to figure out exactly what they have and exactly what they want to keep for next year.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com, where she covers the Browns like nobody's business. Let me go back to Jed Wills for 1 second and more big picture here. And as you said, you wouldn't rule out him returning to the team. I agree with you completely. You can't have too much depth on the offensive line. Jack Conklin is only 30 years old, but Jack has had an injury history. You ever had a sense of whether Jack wants to be one of those guys who plays into his mid to late 30s, or is Jack one of those guys who might think, you know what, I've been beat up and I want to get out with my health after having a fine NFL career?
You know, we haven't talked to Jack about this yet, but as you mentioned, since he is only 30 years old and since he has worked so incredibly hard to come back from these really devastating yes. injuries, and we don't ever give him enough credit.
And he's good, Mary Kay. He's good.
Yeah, he's really good. We don't give him enough credit for what he's had to do to battle back from these devastating injuries. So because he's done that, I would have to think that maybe he would like to continue on. And we will have these conversations as we go along in these final 8 weeks of the season, because that's really all there is to talk about anymore is what is your future? What are your hopes and dreams? What are your plans? And so he will be in that category for us. So will Joel DeTonio, trying to figure out maybe where his head is at. But again, that's what this is all about. This next 8 games is trying to figure out what you can do from a financial standpoint, a roster standpoint, what you have to do to make sure that you can field a winning football team, because that is what the aim will be for next year. This is not a teardown. Andrew Berry made that clear in his press conference. They are not tearing this football team down. You don't have to do that in the NFL. You can look at teams like the Steelers and other teams that just keep chugging along, even though things aren't necessarily perfect. And I think that's what the Browns are going to have to do. Nobody has the stomach for a teardown.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Jameis Winston, Mary Kay, had one game against the worst pass defense in the NFL, but it was Baltimore, so you know, credit for that. And then had one game against the stingiest points allowed defense in the NFL in the Chargers. Do we have any real good feel for what he can do, or is that still to come here in the final part of this season?
Well, I think it's still to come. And the key, of course, with Jameis Winston is that he has to protect the ball and be very, very careful with the football. And they're going to have to scheme it up so that he has opportunities to be more careful with the football, because 5 dropped interceptions and 3 interceptions in 2 games, it's just way too much. And that is going to get him a one-way ticket over there to the sideline next to Kevin Stefanski if that keeps up. So he's got to stop doing that, not just for the Browns, but for himself. If he wants an opportunity to be a starting quarterback or to be a bridge quarterback or to have an opportunity to challenge for a starting job, he needs to make sure that he is protecting the football. So that will be paramount going forward. But I think at some point they probably will still want to see some of Dorian Thompson-Robinson and maybe even some of Bailey Zappe. Again, they have big decisions to make in that quarterback room.
All right, let's go with the guys the quarterbacks go to. That's wide receiver Cedric Tillman's been playing pretty well since they've given him the opportunity. Who else has a chance to emerge here, I guess, in the second half of the season? I want to see Jamari Thrash. I know where he kind of sits on the depth chart, but I'd like to see him get a little bit of time and make him active on Sundays.
Yeah, they should take a look at Jamari Thrash, and maybe it won't be right away because they have other guys in front of him, but why not see what you have, get him some valuable playing time, and then you can hit the ground running with a player like that for next year if it seems like he's going to be one of your key players. So I would get him out there. There are going to be some really good defenses that they're going to be playing, so you can get some good film on him. So he's one guy to take a look at. And then Isaiah McGuire, he will have a larger role now that Za'Darius Smith is gone. He'll be behind Oboe there at right end and or left end. And then So I think he's somebody that I think can take a step up on this football team. So that's someone to watch. And then Mike Hall, he's been coming on pretty strong. And, of course, we know that they let Quentin Jefferson go. And one of the reasons is because Mike Hall emerged and they wanted to have him on the field even more. So these are some of the young guys to watch. And I think you'll see some good performances.
Mary Kay, what do they do with Nick Chubb the rest of the year? How do you think Nick should be used?
Well, I think Nick should continue to carry the ball, but split time. I would give Jerome Ford a few more opportunities and just kind of divide it up. I would use all the backs. I would make sure that now you're getting into the bad weather game and you're getting into these AFC North games, that you have a robust running game. That's going to help everyone. And so I would split it up a little bit and give everyone a chance.
Let's talk defense. Where do you think we're looking to grow here on D for the second half? Like, who's got the most to gain, especially if you're a younger, although I don't know if that's the right question, but I'll ask that like Mike Hall. Who's got the most to gain here in the second half of the season?
Well, I think one of the things that needs to happen that you would like to see on that defense, and I threw this into my notes today, is the fact that they don't have an interception from any of their defensive backs at all yet this season in 9 games. And that seems preposterous to me. Now, they've gotten some hands on some footballs, but they have to corral those and secure those and be a big part of the takeaway game. So that's one thing I think to look forward. Now, we've seen a lot of them drop some interceptions. We've seen Denzel get his hands on some and some other guys. So you want to see these guys get involved in the takeaway game a little bit. And I think you just also want to see some of these guys step up a little bit more. Like Martin Emerson Jr. did not have a great first half. I think he's capable of a much better second half of the season. And you really want to see that from him. Hopefully over the bye week, he hit the reset button a little bit and got a little bit refreshed, and he's going to come back strong. You want to see some more big plays from your safeties. These guys are capable of more than they've even been able to show so far. Now, linebacker is going to be a little bit challenging because you might not have JOK for the rest of the season. That seems like a pretty serious neck injury to me. So we don't know what's going to happen there. On the better news front there is the fact that Jordan Hicks came back to practice yesterday. He's a good, good linebacker, and he should be back on the field this week.
Mary Kay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Has done a terrific job covering the team and was a big part of Jedrick Wills' conversation yesterday in that locker room. Who else should be making a business decision on this team? Think about that. We'll have thoughts on it next because I have a couple of guys who I think should definitely make some business decisions.
Hmm.